We're just about to start our beginner class here in a few minutes, and just wanted to kind of say a little bit about this practice and how, you know, if you're struggling with how to get yourself together, if you're struggling with purpose, you're struggling with feeling like there's reality and there's your interactions with reality, and they don't really fit. Maybe you feel like you're always kind of fighting reality, fighting what's happening. For me, I needed a physical practice to help me get myself into a unified way of being in life. I was deeply struggling. I had a lot of energy, but I was like a pressure cooker. And so these physical practices, they can bring everything into clarity, everything into oneness. That's the gift of them. It's not coming from a mental place, but from getting your entire being unified. So again, if reality is there and you feel like you can't quite touch it, you can't quite interact with it, you feel like you're meant to do things but you can't get yourself in order, perhaps there's a cellular transformation process, a cellular unification process that needs to happen in your system. And then once you kind of unify in that, then when you take a step, your entire being is taking that step. When you pick up your arm, your whole being is picking up your arm. When you say something, your whole being is saying that. And there's a clarity to that that comes through the cellular transformation process. So if you're feeling this deep longing and you can't quite touch it, for me, these internal felt sense practices were the gateway to get in touch with what was actually going on and actually feel what was going on. And when I could really do that, then the doors started to open. Ah, there's life. I can be intimate with life all the time. I can creatively meet life all the time instead of being so intense and then struggling to interact, struggling to relate, struggling to feel good, to feel like you're fitting in your life. And then you'll have so much to offer. You'll be able to offer yourself. And all that longing will become this great vow, and that vow will express through you. And that's the true beauty of the practice.